This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, September 26. Well, we had a mixed trade in the cattle space yesterday. The back months of live cattle were slightly higher, front months a little bit lower, so we got some bear spread action going on. But when you look at the charts themselves, October live cattle were pushing back up to the contract highs. So it's not giving up here, and the buyers seem to be stepping up on these breaks. In feeder cattle, just slightly working their way lower, but closing about mid-range on the back months. The front month, October, was close to the high of the day. So a little bit of a spike low in October, but finding some buying support there too. So market's just kind of quietly creeping lower in the feeder cattle, whereas live cattle, they're more of a sideways type of action. Now we do have the fall run of calves coming in. Oftentimes that pressures the market, but this year I think is different. I think the number one, we have a big corn crop and we have a lot of feed grain around in not only the Midwest, but also the Central Plains. Oftentimes when you see big feed grain crops, you see demand for calves really step up, and it helps support that the fall prices, even despite the, a surge in numbers coming into the marketplace. But this year, again, is different. You just don't have the numbers. We've been contracting the herd size for 3 or 4 years. Now we're just in the early stages of starting to expand that herd. You're going to be retaining heifers. You got plenty of feed. You got the farmer feeder looking for calves to feed a lot of corn to. You got the feedlots competing for those calves. And I think in the central and southern plains, winter wheat plantings are going into pretty good moisture conditions. So I think you're going to have a good stand this fall. That will also create another level of support for some lightweight calves. So I think demand is strong no matter what angle you look at it from. And I think, with these tight numbers, it just continues to support the market. We saw that during the summer, doldrums, when you normally see the markets pulling lower. In the fall, even despite the fall run of calves, the market has not sold off very much at all. And I just think that this is a year where you see the markets push higher into the fall and could well extend beyond the normal early October when you tend to see that stall out. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see this stretch into late October, early November, as you get that winter wheat grazing demand start to show up. And that would be later in the fall before that shows up. So it's just, I think, a matter of time, letting the market work through what would be considered a negative seasonal this time of year. I just don't think that's going to happen, again, because of the tight numbers and the many layers of demand that are present and will become present here over the next few weeks. So moving forward, I think this market continues to be well supported, especially in feeder cattle. And with live cattle seeming to be well supported as well, it just shores up the feeder cattle price levels. In the cash trade, pretty quiet on the Fed trade, but box beef was mixed. Choice down 185, we're sitting at 301. Select was up 2 cents at 280. So the spread lost $1.87. We're sitting at 21.03. Movement was 94 loads. So about a normal movement for a Monday. The last 2 weeks we've seen stellar box beef volume, but this week we're starting out about average. Slaughter rate yesterday, 127,000 head. That compares to last week at 121,000, and it's 4,000 above where we were a year ago. So for the first time in weeks, we're actually seeing the slaughter rate be above year-ago levels. Maybe they're pulling cattle forward. Maybe we're seeing, a slight surge in numbers here, but I don't expect that to last all that long. The feeder cattle index was up 88 cents. We're sitting at 254.10, and obviously that's going to help support the front month feeders where you have the cash, sitting at 254. The front month futures, September, which expires here in a couple days, at 253.87, so you're pretty close there. October at 258.82, where it closed yesterday. So we're still, when October comes on front month, we're still going to be, a good $4.50 above where the cash is currently anyway. So they clearly expect the cash to stay strong headed deeper into the fall. But when you look at the way deferreds, August of next year at 282, that's another $24 above where the October is sitting. So clearly they expect cash prices to stay strong throughout this next year, basically. Now, on the last cattle cycle, we peaked in October of 2014. I could see that happening again. Price levels are hard to pinpoint because we're already into record highs. So, you know, how far can you take this is hard to say, but, you know, clearly the market is expecting and accepting a 282 number for late next summer. That's impressive. So I think we're going to stay strong, at least in the short term over the next few weeks. We'll probably get a pullback, most likely in January, which is normal. You tend to see a big movement of calves after the calendar year turns, and a lot of that's for tax reasons. But also these backgrounded calves move to town to give producers some breathing room as they get into the calving season. So I think you're going to see a lot of backgrounding, a lot of heifer retention, even steer retention, what they can keep, because, again, you have a lot of feed grain. But those numbers will hit the auction yards as we get into the new year. So just kind of keep that in mind, that if the markets in the short term, we do get a good strong rally into early October, maybe start to put on some January hedges right around that time. If the market doesn't break much, or if we're just flat into late October, early November, then definitely, if we stretch into early November, that's probably all we're going to be able to squeeze out of this market for this round of bullishness. It doesn't mean we can't rally again into next spring or fall, just depending on weather. But if we get a good, decent rally, either early October, or early November, then I think putting out some hedges would be prudent. If you have any questions, feel free to call a 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.